producer James Platy on a Thursday night. Once again, major snowstorm about to hit us in, about 3 hours or so. Between 9 and 10 is when the snow is going to start falling. About 6 inches overnight, 4 more expected tomorrow, so brace yourself. So the Detroit Economic Club today hosting a meeting to talk about the state's cities and metro areas and how they can achieve their economic potential. Taking part in the discussion was Doug Rothwell. He's the president and CEO of the Business Leaders for Michigan. He joins us now to talk about what kinds of strategies are likely to work. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be on the show.
Great to have you here. So let's take a look at the city of Detroit, for example. It's facing this budget abyss, an emergency financial manager potentially. Is there anything that can be done to really change the economic opportunities that exist there?
Well, we think so because there are such great assets that the Detroit community has. I mean, the manufacturing base that it has, the research and development that's going on at places like Wayne State University, and the ability to really create some very unique districts that are based around innovation, such as what's going on in Midtown right now between Henry Ford Hospital, Detroit Medical Center, and Wayne State. These are all really drivers of the economy, and while it's going to take some time for them to reach their full potential, they do offer a very bright outlook for the future of the city.
So what kind of strategy really draws a business into any particular city here in Michigan? Something like reducing taxes, maybe even a tax-free zone?
Well, certainly you have to have the basics. And what we mean by that when we came out with our Michigan turnaround plan last week or a couple weeks ago was that, you have to have a government that can deliver basic services, manage its budget, have a competitive business climate, which means not maybe the lowest cost, but certainly in line with other places that we're competing with. But you also have to have some great assets. And that's what we see in the future of Michigan cities. When we put the turnaround plan out again a few weeks back, we identified that, we have to recognize that cities, our metro areas of Michigan, really disproportionately drive the economy. That's where most of the people live. That's where most of the economy is based. And we've got to do everything we can to try to accelerate their growth if we're going to reach our full potential as a state. So we have to make cities work in order for Michigan to thrive.
Well, one thing that just about every Michigan city is now doing is cutting its budget annually, and it looks like probably we'll see more cuts across the state this year. Many point to revenue sharing funds going away and being reduced dramatically. Isn't it going to take money, maybe even from the state, to help some of these municipalities do just what you're saying?
I think really cities need to do more and more what the state has begun to do this last year. What we see is that, many cities have, maintained a structure of government that really is no longer able to be sustained. And I think you see that in the city of Detroit, for example, where you had a population of 2 million at one point and now down to 700,000. And yet, city government, while it's been downsized, has really not been restructured enough to accommodate what is a much smaller city. And Mayor Bing is trying to do that. We applaud him for that. But he's trying to catch up with, 30 or 40 years of change. Those are things that really primarily local government has to do, and it's a reason why I think that the Emergency Financial Manager Act is important, because while you don't want to use it where you don't have to, it does provide at least a vehicle to try to kind of reset the clock, if you will, on helping these cities be able to fiscally thrive in the future.
I'm talking to Doug Rothwell, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Now, when you look at what the governor is calling for this year, which is cutting the personal property tax on businesses, that is something that will directly affect municipalities and the amount of money they have to provide services and improve infrastructure. Do you think that is the right thing to do right now?
Well, I think that we need to do it in a thoughtful way and in a way that is not going to add to or exacerbate the fiscal problems of our cities. It is a reason why I believe the governor has really challenged both business and local communities to work together towards coming up with a solution on this. We need a solution, though, because the personal property tax does help make Michigan less competitive. It is a tax that many of our competitor states do not assess, and it's a complicated tax on top of it, which just makes us a more difficult place to work with. but it does need to be, you know, replaced in some fashion. And we think there are solutions to that. As the economy is growing, there is a way to maybe dedicate some of the additional state resources back to those communities that are going to be hurt by it. And you could be phasing this tax out over a long period of time so that communities can adjust. You can even phase it out for certain kinds of businesses or certain kinds of equipment first before you get to others. So there's a variety of options to deal with this. Our view would be, let's not deal with it because it's complicated, but at the same time, let's do it in a way that's going to not hurt cities.
I want to talk about education funding. I know that you're calling for more investment in education, although that does not seem to be what state lawmakers are doing right now. Just what kind of approach should we be taking to funding education?
Well, we have a very different view on K-12 education versus higher education. So for K-12, Michigan already is a state that funds that aspect of public sector higher than the average U.S. state. We rank somewhere around 20th in among the U.S. states, and yet we're seeing results that are, down around the 35 to 40th of the 50 states. And so we feel that that's an area where it's really a matter of using the money we're directing there better than is the case, for example, in higher education. Higher education, we used to be a state that funded that system as a top 10 state would. We now are among the bottom 10 states, and we've seen $1 billion worth of disinvestment over the last decade, which has really made a huge impact on raising the tuition and also the debt levels on students that are going to school. We think that's the wrong direction to go in, given that we know in Michigan we're going to need 1 million more students in the next 15 years that have a college education to fill the jobs we're trying to create. So, the bottom line is we think for public education, K-12 education, it's about increasing performance. Mm-hmm. For higher education, we think it's a combination of setting high standards and but also tying increased funding to those standards in a way that can get the education system funded where it should be.
And what about directing more state money into higher education or even finding ways to bring in more revenue to direct it to our colleges?
Yeah, we think it needs to be tied to performance, so we're not asking for a blank check where we think that universities ought to just get, millions of dollars more without any strings tied to them. We think that there are a series of metrics that you can look at that compare our universities to their national peers, and the universities are more than willing to have that kind of accountability, which is the good news. In fact, the proposal that we made to the House and Senate recently would be the toughest system in the United States if it were adopted. But we think that that has to be coupled with a long-term commitment to get Michigan back to being a state where it will fund its top-performing universities as they should be, which is at a top level. And we believe that could take as much as $1 billion over the next 10 years, but we think that that is manageable, if you do it over that time frame.
The Democrats rolled out their 2020 plan, provide free college education to high school graduates in the state. They say we can easily pull the billions needed out of our tens of billions of dollars of tax incentives we give to businesses. Is this a realistic funding approach, and do you think the plan is a good one?
Well, those tax credits they refer to have basically been ended with the change to the new Michigan business tax, to the corporate income tax. The old Michigan business tax did have a lot of tax credits tied to it. Those were essentially wiped out when that tax change was made. Frankly, it's most of the larger businesses in the state are paying as much or more under this new tax system. So it is, I think, very difficult to see how you would find billions of dollars in the state budget to put towards something like that. And the other problem really with it is, Michael, is there's no accountability that's tied to it. It's basically kind of a blank check you're giving to, in this case, students to go out and get education, but what kind of education? How good is it? And so we would think that the approach we've taken is, first of all, not as expensive, number one, and number two, we'll get better performance.
Ultimately, though, you don't believe that state lawmakers need to make a choice between cutting taxes and funding education properly?
We really don't. We think that, we're not, again, in a position right now where we're advocating for major tax cuts. The personal property tax, as we talked about before, we believe can be addressed in a way that is, you know, very fiscally responsible and doesn't require or does not cause, you know, a major hit on either local or state government. And in the case of higher education funding, we believe that if you do this over a 10-year period, you phase in the funding opportunity over a 10-year period, that is certainly something that as we grow the economy, we should be able to afford.
Doug Rothwell, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you.
When we come back,